Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzhoff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up, we'll talk with Navy Head Coach Ken Niumatalolo. We'll recap the big win over Memphis, and we'll talk about the Mids' upcoming game with the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh. We'll also talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Certainly the offense isn't firing on all cylinders. He'll tell us why and what they've got to do to improve that. Last week was a big step forward for Dale Pearson and the Navy defense. We'll get his analysis on why Navy played so much better this week than they did last week against Hawaii. All that and more coming up on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Peanuts or pretzels?
Hi, I'm craving tapas.
In Coach?
Some mixed olives, those tiny meatballs, ooh, and tortilla española.
So, peanuts or pretzels?
Three times the points on travel makes everyday experiences feel luxurious. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our members are the mission, which is why the flagship credit card gets you three times the points on travel and two times the points on all other purchases. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more. Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, the DoD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA.
Download Blazin' Rewards, a Buffalo Wild Wings loyalty program where you can earn rewards by eating wings, hanging out with friends, and watching sports. Just sign up at blazinrewards.com and then keep doing what you're doing. Head to B-Dubs, enjoy the food, enjoy the sports, and earn points. It's that easy. Turn your visits into points and your points into awesome rewards. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh with Head Coach Ken Niumatalolo. As you said, I thought expertly after the game. You've been in a few of these. Much easier to clean up shop after a win than it is after a loss. But what did you see in that fourth quarter of that game from your team that allowed them to pull off that kind of win against that kind of team? Because we know that's a different kind of win.
I think what I saw from everybody, Pete, from the coaches and the players, no panic. Just on the sideline, guys still believe, guys are still grinding. I don't think guys were looking up at the scoreboard and like, oh no, you know, time's running out. It was more like, hey, we got to do this. Their coaches on the sideline making adjustments, players believing in it, and they're just working. I was really proud of the resolve, you know, of our guys. It just kept playing to the end.
I thought the play of the game, you all probably knew it as a staff. You know, Sean gets hurt. Springer's helmet comes off. You know, O has to go back there at safety. You knew they were probably going to pick on him. And sure enough, they do. They isolate him one-on-one. And I thought he made outside of the sack by Villalobos, maybe the most important play of the game. You probably knew they were going to try to attack him, and he came up with a great play for you.
You're exactly right. I think it was the play of the game. Because, you know, the way it worked out, you know, there's a slightly little adjustment going on in the secondary, and he had to get back, and he did a great job of getting back and breaking on that ball. And if he's late at all, I mean, it's a touchdown. And, you know, the way he broke on the ball, he broke on it like a guy's been playing all day. You know, there wasn't like, you know, he wasn't warmed up or cold or anything. He broke on the ball, you know, and made a play on the ball, which was a phenomenal play. At that, considering the time of the game, how he did it, his first play of the game, it's pretty remarkable.
The last two plays defensively, I mean, again, we talk about this a lot, but these are the kind of plays that almost epitomize Navy football. O comes in and makes the play in the back, and Villalobos is the guy that ends up making the sack to end the game. You know, I mean, here's a guy that, as I was talking with Dale, I mean, I'm not sure you all have had the depth of athleticism on the defensive line. You've got guys that can run, that never stop pursuing. And for Villalobos, a perfect example of never stop pursuing, finding the ball, and making a critical play there.
It was a great example, like you said, of retracing. You know what I mean? And there's a big emphasis this week of running through the football, playing with great effort. And I thought our defense as a whole played with great effort, retracing. You know, Memphis likes to run a lot of screens. And it's a really tough thing because they run the ball. So you got to obviously, you know, be honest on the run and make sure your gap's sound. But then they throw the ball outside and you got to sprint out there. And they did a great job the whole game. But, you know, what he did, Anthony did on that play, was just pure effort. Just retraced, was rushing, broke, you know, quarterback, you know, broke the pocket in the middle, and he retraced and made a play, which obviously, you know, saved the game for us.
To beat good teams, your best players at some point have to make a big play. You know, Malcolm did that with a highlight film run, and in the fourth quarter, when you all draw it up, you know, you all hope to hold the ball for 40 minutes. You did. You hope that wears the defense down. It clearly did to a certain extent with them. And on Zach's touchdown run, it probably was the most well-blocked play of the day for your offense. Resiliency by a group that, by all standards overall, didn't have their best day. Yeah. But when they had to have their best play, they gave it to you.
Again, you said it perfectly, Pete, because, you know, we're watching a game and we talked about really that last drive. There was some, you know, pad-level stuff from our O-line. Like, hey, this is the best pad level we had all game. And I think they started to wear it down a little bit towards the end. And they played really, really well against us on defense. But that last play, like you said, was the best block play that we had all game. You know, we had all of our down blocks. We had our seal block and our kickout block, like how you draw it up. And we'd run that play several times before, and it never looked like that. So just really proud of our guys, the resolve, again, to keep grinding. I think a big part of what that game has to be attributed to Coach Fitz and the strength staff, mm-hmm. because our guys didn't wilt at them. We're actually getting stronger towards them on both sides of the ball. Again, you know, we're still running to the ball on defense against a really good offense, and you know, we were able to wear down a little bit the defense that had played well against us the whole game.
A few years ago, you may have had to do more to remind your team about the marquee this week, but your kids are smart. They're on the internet all the time. They do the research. There's so many wins now for FCS teams against FBS teams. I imagine you don't have to remind them quite as much about the quality of an FCS team that you have coming in this week. Because if Lehigh plays its A game, they have a chance if your team does it this Saturday.
Well, they're the two-time, you know, defending champion in this league. And it's like I tell you guys, every team's has good players. Every team has smart coaches. Every team has great strengths coaches. What I really believe this game will really, to me, kind of, you know, symbolize what our character of our team is. Some people say, well, that showed great character last week in bouncing back, which it did. But I think this game will show what kind of character we have. Are we an arrogant team? Are we a team that believes the hype? Are we a team that just comes to work every week and just recognize who we are? We're still the Naval Academy, and our only chance to win is we have to come to work every game and every week.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Kenny Amatalillo, mids getting set for the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh coming up on Saturday. Certainly looks like the weather is going to bypass us, at least in severity, far to the south. That bodes well to get football in without much problem coming up on Saturday. And certainly our thoughts are with all of those down south. East Carolina not going to Virginia Tech to play. North Carolina was slated to host Central Florida. NC State was going to host West Virginia. Those games all postponed. And all those folks down through the Carolinas, please, we keep you in your thoughts. And, you know, if you need something, don't hesitate to pick up that phone. Come north if you have to. Coming up, we'll talk to Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Just what's going on with the consistency of this Navy offense right now? He'll tell us when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine. Mids getting set to take on the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. This team had not erased a 2-touchdown deficit since 2008 against the Temple Owls.
Yes, I remember that.
And I know, because I can hear you in the booth next to me, there is no go to the Nissan, do a button hook, do a jump step or whatever in the playbook. Mm-hmm. But how did these kids rally to get their business done in the fourth quarter, 42 minutes of time of possession, and you guys really get a big Western Division win?
Well, again, first and foremost, our defense played lights out. To come back from a week where they were getting under the microscope, everybody's on them, to come back and play that way against a really good offense was a great day for us. And again, for our defense to put us in position to have a chance to win the game was big. Fourth quarter, obviously, we had to find something. Had to be patient. We tried a few things here and there. They had a great plan. I give those guys credit. Memphis, they had a great plan. Their kids defended us well. They played hard. But again, our defense puts them in great position. And when it came down to it, our kids dug deep, and they found a way to take it down. On one of the runs, Malcolm, outside the big run he made, he ran through number 7, the linebacker. We carried him a few yards.
Yeah.
But that was us bugging down and saying, hey, guys, this is the play that's working for us. This is the best play that's working for us. Let's just keep grinding it. When we got down there close, obviously we called in our hammer to get it done. Zach got it in the end zone. But again, it was just a testament to our defense first and foremost. But for our offense, when we needed it, they buckled down. And I would tell our guys too, watching the film, the touchdown that Zach scored on, of all the plays that day, good or bad, it was the best blocked play of the entire game. So when we needed it the most important, our kids blocked the play, textbook. It was clinic. It was a perfectly blocked play. And see, I was playing football. It's off tackle, down, kick out.
Right.
And Garju did a great job. Receiver did a great job blocking down. Taj Malloy did a great job pinning the linebacker. And Garsh kicked out the corner. And Zach walked in the end zone untouched. So our kids buckled down when they needed to. Again, it wasn't a great day for us, but when we needed it, we found a way to get it done.
Through two games, with the new rules, especially with the wide receivers and blocking, have you seen many busts on your side as a result of the new rule, or are the guys still as efficient carrying out their blocks despite having to modify the technique a little bit now?
Well, it was a little bit of both. The new rules kind of make you a little nervous. Don't want to get a penalty flag, but we talk to them every single day. We do it in practice. Coach DuPay does a great job with our slot backs. Coach Judge with our full backs. Receivers, we don't worry about cutting anymore, so they're pretty much in the clear. But our guys did a great job.
You guys had the ball for over 42 minutes. And again, like last week, you used a lot of offensive linemen. Is it almost a case when you have the ball that much as you're wearing down the other team's mm-hmm. defense, at the same time as utilizing all these offensive linemen, as much about keeping your guys fresh? So in the fourth quarter, what occurred
exactly.
does occur where you wear them down, and obviously you move the ball a little bit more efficiently in the fourth quarter.
That was the one thing that Coach Nehemiah pointed out, and Coach Ingram. And Coach O'Rourke, our O-line coach, is that in the fourth quarter, we were coming off the ball better than we were in the first quarter or the second quarter, first half altogether. So our main goal this year was, again, to not be stubborn, not be setting our ways, and play a lot of guys. We always say we'll do it, but we get in the game and we only play, a few guys here and there. But this year, Coach Ingram and Coach O'Rourke have really said, we're going to do it this way. We're going to stick to our guns. We're going to play a lot of guys. So it paid off in the long run. You can see the last drive, they were winded. Again, our defense gave us the ball back a lot, so we were able to wear those guys down. And some things that weren't working early, we found a way just to keep grinding it. Again, we found what worked for us, again, and just grinded it out. And our kids came off the ball and knocked them back. And again, when we needed it, we found it.
Through 2 weeks, I guess the one question that I've gotten from a lot of people, and obviously you all dissect mm-hmm. the film, how do you get the A-backs involved a mm-hmm. little bit more? Because through the first two games, quite frankly, there haven't been a lot of touches there for them.
Exactly. A lot of it depends on sometimes how defense is playing. But again, we have to, find ways to get them to football. Again, this week, we don't know what we're going to see defensively-wise, so we're just going to kind of work on a few things of what we think we might see. But once the game starts, our mind, my mind, and the old coach's mind need to start turning. What can we do to get the ball to our slot backs and to our fullback and get out of Malcolm's hands so we're not carrying the ball as much?
All right, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Mids coming up against the Lehigh Mountain Hawks, and we'll see if the Mids, who have pretty much put up what kind of numbers they've wanted on FCS foes in the past. This is the two-time defending Patriot League champions coming into town this coming week, and you know they are going to look at this as a Super Bowl of sorts, a perennial playoff contender in the FCS. So the Mids will have to play it on the up and up this week. So we'll get an update on the defensive side of the football with Dale Pearson coming up next. What a difference from week one to week two for that unit. He'll tell us how they accomplished it when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Since we've had USAA, we've had two claims. We had an auto insurance claim and a homeowner's claim. The auto insurance claim, we were rear-ended, and my daughter was actually in the car when it happened. I called USAA. I downloaded the app, and from there on out, it was a very seamless process. They really understood, and they were actually concerned about my daughter's well-being and her safety.
From the moment he uploaded the photos to taking the damaged vehicle to the auto body and having a rental car there, USAA understands the day-to-day life. This is our home. These are our cars. This is where we pick up our kids from school. This is how we get to work.
I feel USAA is very committed to getting you back on your feet. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
Eleven states, 13 institutions. Some of the nation's largest markets. Over 360,000 students, 2.6 million alumni, and 22 championship caliber sports that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Time now to talk with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. This is a funny game. A week ago, you guys were trying to find answers to giving up 59 points, trying to make sure guys physically are going the right way and psychologically are in the right frame of mind. What was the difference for your team this week, your unit in particular, that found a way against, as we know, is a very explosive Memphis team?
I think there was a different focus. You know, a lot of them had never traveled before. A lot of them had never been on the field going into Hawaii. And, you know, I think that experience helped them learn how to prepare for a game, basically. And I think that was the difference.
And we talked about some of the bright spots from the first week, and I thought it carried over again. I'm not sure Heflin and Sullivan, for the most part, could have played any better. You asked them to do some different things. You brought them off the edge as opposed to run blitzing inside. Taylor made a tremendous play coming off the edge one time. Are those the two guys right now in this defense that are going to make this go, in addition to obviously what you need out of the three guys up front?
Yeah, I think so. They're you know, they're seniors. They play extremely hard. They're tough guys. You know, they're good leaders. So I think there's kind of a rallying around them, you know, and then along with a few of the young guys that are playing pretty well. Again, I thought Nash and Faulkman played well again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think each week we should see some growth, and hopefully those two can kind of hold us firm in there, and we go from there.
At least through two games, it certainly appears as if you're asking Nash and Faulkman to do a lot of things, and that's by nature based on obviously what the opponents are doing. But thoughts on the way those two guys have handled what you have asked them to do, which is an awful lot through the first two games.
Yeah, that position probably does more than any other position that we have. You know, Nash is extremely smart. I mean, he does some things on the field that, you know, you try to get guys to do for 3 years, and he just does it naturally. You know, he moves. It's hard to get a beat on what we're playing because of how he lines up. He'll line up one way, we'll be in something else. And because he's doing that, now the safeties are starting to work off of him. So, you know, each little thing that he does creates more problems for the offense as far as telling, you know, what are we in, what are we running. And Faulkman just continues to impress me. I mean, he has never played defense. You know, I think he played one snap of free safety his last game in high school. And he's a good tackler. He flies around. He just has a good understanding of football. So I think both of them are going to be, you know, really, really good players for us. And we need a really good player in that position.
Can you remember a two-game stretch where you've played as many people meaningful snaps in the secondary as you have through the first 2 weeks? It's been extraordinary, the amount of people that you all have used, and never more evident than on Saturday. You know, Sean gets hurt, Springer loses his helmet, Obono comes in, he's the third guy on the depth chart, gets isolated one-on-one, you all probably knew it was coming, and really makes one of the most important plays of the game in coverage.
Yeah, no, we played a lot of guys back there, you know, for a lot of different reasons. We wanted to get some of them experience. Some of them got hurt. You know, Wiggins went down with the shoulder, mm-hmm. so we had to play the next guy. You know, again, each guy that you can play will help you that much more either the next game or somewhere down the road where they have to come in and play. And I said the other night, three plays, three different safeties. So, you know, it's you hope not to play that many, but it's always a positive if you can and you can get away with it.
Have you had a group of defensive linemen in terms of depth that are as mobile as this group that you have right now?
Probably as a whole and with the depth that we have, because I feel real good too deep with anybody that's out there. So as a whole group, it is. We've always had, you know, you had a William Anthony, you had a Bernie, but then you only had no, you know, on the other side, who was it? And then you had Mason, and then you didn't have anybody at the other two spots. So right. As a total group, I think it's probably as much depth and athleticism as we've had.
Is there a sense, at least for a few minutes, when the game is over in a situation like this, because I know you all turn the page, move to the next game, but is there at least for a few minutes a sense of satisfaction for you and your group on the defensive side that saw these kids come back and really play a terrific football game after a time that could have been a big concern for them?
Yeah, I mean, there's a prideful moment in there when you know how hard the kids played, that they took to heart some of the things that you were trying to get across. You know, typically for me, the game is over when I see it go across the TV.
Sure,
and I know for sure we did it up to that point. You know, so once I go home and I turn on the games and I see the banner come away with that we'd won, then I usually go to bed.
No doubt. Navy 22, Memphis 21. That's all that matters. Appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
All right. Thank you.
Dale Pearson's defense held one of the best offenses in the American Athletic Conference in check, and certainly with bodies going down, guys stepping up. It was a Herculean team effort, as I said. Noah Obono, who made the play on third down, and then Anthony Villalobos, who made the play on fourth down. Those are reserves for the Mets. Those are backups and made big plays for the Naval Academy. Coming up, we'll take a look at some things going on around the yard. Soccer game down in North Carolina canceled, obviously, due to the weather for the men's soccer team. We'll talk about that and more when we return on the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back. Volleyball heads west this weekend to take on UMES and Denver over at Denver University. And then on Saturday, a trip to Colorado Springs to take on the Air Force Academy awaits for the Mids. Meanwhile, men's soccer was supposed to take their talents down to Buies Creek, North Carolina, and take on Campbell. Obviously, due to the impending forecast, that is not going to happen because of Hurricane Florence. You just cannot take that chance on getting down there, perhaps even getting stranded down there for a couple of days due to poor weather and other poor conditions. Water polo goes up to Bucknell. They'll play LaSalle on Saturday at 3, and then Salem coming up on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday, they'll get matches in with Wagner and Mercyhurst as well. Women's soccer plays Howard University on Monday night over at Howard, 7 o'clock. In the friendly confines of the nation's capital. As always, for all the information on all of the activities at the United States Naval Academy, please go to NavySports.com. Don't forget, USAA brings you the Army-Navy competition throughout the year. Sprint football just a week away at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Tim Murray will have the call on Patriot League TV next week on Friday night as we will be in Dallas with the Mids getting set to take on
SMU. Tim will have that live call on Patriot League TV for you, though, for the Mids and Army. And, of course, the Army-Navy Classic coming up on December the 8th in Philadelphia. That'll do it for this week's program. As always, we appreciate your patronage. Thank you so much for listening in and your contributions via social media. You can reach out to me at any time on Twitter at Pete Medhurst, PeteMedHurst. That'll do it for this week. We'll talk to you Saturday from Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. The Mids take on the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. Until then, for Joe Miller, Tom O'Brien, Tim Murray, I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about, and by USAA. We know what it means to serve.